Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're diving right into the show today. What an incredible show. Of course, we've got Ty Bollinger as we go outside the box a little later. Liam Sheff is here previewing his new book. It's out today, about love. Yes, you heard that right, about love. But before we get into any of that, what's blowing up on the Twitterverse and in the Facebook social networks over at Epic Times with Jerry Doyle? Well, there's more on the Jimmy Kimmel story. And it happens to run right through our good buddy, John Rappaport. Evidently, in the follow-up when Kimmel doubled down, he actually quoted from John Rappaport's blog about this, and I want to get right to John to hear if this is for real. John, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, Robert. Good to be here.
All right. NoMoreFakeNews.com. We have it linked up, and of course, we published almost every article we can from John as well at RobertScottBell.com. And how did you find out that Jimmy Kimmel actually read your blog, or one of his writers did, and quoted you?
Got an email from my tech guy last night with a segment. He didn't realize that my quote was in there, but what Kimmel did on the show was he said, yesterday I did this segment on vaccination and I naturally supported it and so on. And all of a sudden, all these, attacks came at me from tweets and so on. And so I want to read some of these tweets. And so he put one up on the screen and he read it, and then I'm looking at this and, hey, wait a minute, there's my quote here from my article, which said something like, Jimmy Kimmel knows as much about vaccine science as an ant knows about spaceship navigation.
Yeah, that got a huge amount of laughs. I mean,
yeah, so the audience cracked up, and then Kimmel said, smiling, he said, clever. And then he went on to read some,
Then he read the vitriol, because I noticed when he read that quote, we were thinking, Don and I were thinking, that actually is a pretty good, and even as he said, clever. But then he went right to those that were just cussing at him and doing all the things that makes it easy for, if you're lazy and all you want to do is discredit everybody. You just go right to the quotes that obviously make it look like, it's some redneck screaming at me.
Exactly. So I figured, okay, so we tweeted that out this morning, and then I wrote a new post just now, which
Jimmy Kimmel quoted me, so here's more on vaccines by John Rappaport. And, it's great. Believe me. This is one of my favorite quotes. Now you doubled down, too.
Yeah.
You said, Kimmel knows as much about vaccine science as George W. Bush knows about Einstein on a slow Thursday.
Yeah, right. So, I figured I would just take it a step further and see what happened, and also include some actual information about vaccines in the post. So we'll see what happens now. I'm not expecting that we'll get another comment out of Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, I don't know if he's really going to try to extend this any further, but on the internet, we might blow this whole thing up and get some actual truth out there about vaccines.
Well, exactly. And the point of all of this is, and Super Don's been marvelous at it, in fact, he's, you know, looking at the strategy here, as opposed to just being a reactionary and yelling and screaming, because there's righteous anger and outrage from especially the families, the moms and dads out there who have suffered the trust that they placed in the doctors, the medical community, the CDC, and their children have become victimized by it, whether they've been turned into the autism spectrum or whether they've been outright killed. And, you know, we highlight the fact that $3 billion or so has been paid out to the victims of, or the families in this case. And then you and your article as well, and we have it not only linked up, but it's also published at robertscottbell.com, reference some very hardcore from the government, so-called science, right, from the journals of admission, that indeed the science isn't settled as we keep hearing. Which, what does that mean anyway? The science is settled. Well, we've settled. We've got a 4-bedroom. We're hanging out in the suburbs now. We've settled.
I always think of mud at the bottom of the ocean. Mm-hmm. You know, fish swims by and then you get some, you know, dirt moving up and then it settles back down again.
Well, I think that the dust, if you will, or the silt is not settled right now. It's being kicked up big time. And, you know, I find it, as we always do, interesting, the human response, the human reaction, those who are still worshiping at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, screaming at all of us, that, you know, we just, well, what can they do but call us names? Because if we point out, for instance, there are no double-blind placebo-controlled studies that show safety or efficacy of vaccines, eventually they admit that and they go, but the epidemiological studies, right? As if that replaces their gold standard, suddenly they move the goalpost.
Yes, they do. They always do that. And there's so much information that one can dig up, and I've dug up, on, you know, cases where, okay, so 5,000 people were vaccinated here, and here's the horrible things that happened. And then in this country, we had this event with vaccines, horrible, and over here. You know, so over the years, I've collected a bunch of these, and, you know, I print them from time to time just to keep things straight here. There's nothing settled about the science. In today's post, I quoted Ivan Illich, Medical Nemesis was the name of the book, 1977, where he says, look, all these diseases were in severe decline in the West before widespread immunization or antibiotics. And the reason that they were in severe decline had nothing to do with the practice of medicine, basically had to do with improved nutrition. So all of this information is out there. It's just that the media is monopolized by lunatic doctors who get on and scream at parents who haven't vaccinated their kids.
Well, we knew eventually this would bubble up to the surface. And strategically speaking, the guys that used to control all of the messaging and all of the PR have to be scrambling at this point, because with each outrage from their side, yelling or screaming at parents or trying to shout us down or calling us names, making us, to, in the eyes of some, to look absurd, it brings more people into the fold to question things they had never thought to question before.
Yeah, and, you know, in one sense, what Kimmel did was a good thing, because he opened himself up and the whole issue up to response mm-hmm. from millions of people watching the show. And so, you know, that's a wedge. And so we see what we can do with it and how far the information can spread. Because, you know, what he was basically saying to his audience the first time he defended vaccines was, there's this thing out there called a doctor. And he went to a place called medical school. So how are these people who are crazy and against vaccines questioning the doctor and his education at the medical school? You know, he tried to make this into a kind of a joke, an obvious slice at people who think they know more than doctors, which is frequently the strategy, but he made it into a kind of a joke. And so, all right, you want to take that as the joke? You know, how about this? Look at the Journal of American Medical Association, July 26, 2000. Barbara Starfield, is U.S. health really the best in the world? All mainstream credentials up and down the line. U.S. medical system kills 225,000 people a year, or 2.5 million people per decade. Are those the doctors you're talking about, Jimmy? Mm-hmm. Those are the doctors who are so wise that we have to just crumple, you know, in front of them and say, you know everything and we know nothing. there's a lot of room here to drive a truck through.
Well, and that is the case here. If you have a message for Jimmy Kimmel, I think you should be on staff as a paid writer at this point, because you had the best line of his doubling down when he talked about, you know, knowing as much as an ant knows about spaceship navigation. And of course, the other quotes that you bring up always make me chuckle, laugh out loud, as they say. And now Jimmy is going to hear more from this.
Well, I think it'd be fair to say that Jimmy Kimmel knows, you know, as much about vaccine science as a late night comedian. That would be honest, wouldn't it?
Or a television anchor.
Mm-hmm.
Because the same thing happens with them. You know, somebody on Fox or CNN or whatever, you know, suddenly say, this is ridiculous, you know, or implies that, you know, obviously we know, everybody knows the vaccines are safe and effective. So why do we have this small group of people who are opposing vaccine? Well, those media anchors know absolutely nothing. They don't research anything. They don't look into anything themselves, but they make it sound as if they have, which is the art of the actor. That's why they take home the paychecks that they do.
Right.
That's all that's happening there.
Well, and in the meantime, it's reported as many as 93% of all pediatricians report that their patients, the parents of the children they're seeing, have asked for a delayed vaccine schedule. 93% of all the pediatricians reporting. So this is not an isolated incident.
Wow.
Granted,
really?
It doesn't mean that 93% of the patients are saying, but 93% of the pediatricians, that's significant. That means it's across the board. It's not just one area. It's not just one socioeconomic status, like they're trying to isolate liberals from Marin County. This is happening everywhere. But, John, again, tremendous, tremendous work and analysis, and so much appreciate you and all that you do to help people to see that not only you can step outside the box, but you can obliterate the box and see a whole new world of reality.
Well, thank you, and Don, too, for helping to blow this whole thing up with Kimmel, because, like I say, this is going to reach out very far to people who would otherwise not even know about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want, and I encourage you to do so, nomorefakenews.com, sign up for email alerts from John Rappaport. Again, we continue to publish his articles as well here at robertscatbell.com. And super, Don. I mean, I'm just so inspiring the way you're getting this out. And hats off as well to our good buddy Jerry Doyle for publishing as well. I'm not saying that Jerry Doyle is an anti-vaxxer. We don't like that label at all, because we're pro-freedom. We're pro-questioning so-called settled science, because science really never settles. And neither do we. John Rappaport, thanks so much. We're going to be joined by Amanda Thomas, our UK health correspondent, after this. Then Liam Sheff and Ty Bollinger as we step way outside the box. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
A lot of these groups are insisting that I present both sides of the argument. And I'm not going to do that either because, well, for the same reason I wouldn't present both sides if a group of people decided that pancakes make you gay. They don't.
You know, I've never heard anyone make that joke before.
Mm.
You're the first. I've never heard anyone reference that outside the program before.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, feeling a little British. Maybe we can get some bubbly going as well. We're going to celebrate the return of our UK health correspondent, Amanda Thomas. She's back. Welcome, Amanda.
Well, hello. How are you today?
Well, I think for this story we're going to cover with you, we're going to have to visit a British pub, but I don't like warm beer.
Okay, well, that could be a problem then.
Oh, man. I thought, you know, the refrigerators just didn't hit England yet. That's what I'm thinking.
Now this is really serious talk.
Now I've stepped into it. Well, no.
Yeah.
We kid.
You've crossed the line.
We love our British listeners and our UK health correspondent. We're so happy to have you on board. But there is actually a story related to science. I wonder if the science is settled on this one. You know how they say, science is settled. What about... So a little bit of drinking science. Can you plug us into this story?
Yeah, this is a study that was done at Bristol University. Why, I have no idea. But anyway, they have decided that people look more attractive after one drink because they get rosy cheeks and they look kind of healthy and happy. But after two drinks, that completely dissipates. So, you know, you really got to hit the ground running after one drink or forget about it. And that also goes for the people actually looking at them. In the study, the students who were forced, obviously at great personal expense, to drink alcohol.
Yes, right. I wonder who volunteered for this one. This must have been difficult to get
well, people. It must have been, you know, and you have to admire these students, really, for their dedication to science.
Yes, I know. Come on in. You mean, wait, we can charge charge these participants? So, yeah, actually, they were probably paying to be part of the study. And am I reading this right? Because this just doesn't make sense to me, because I always thought that when you drink, you know, they always talked about beer goggles. Do you have beer goggles in the UK?
We do have beer goggles in the UK, okay. Lots of them.
So suddenly everybody looks good to you. But this is actually saying that at one drink, yes, but at two or more, maybe not.
Well, and I mean, I think I would go for that because, I mean, you're really not that attractive falling off a bar stool, are you?
No, not unless you're a comedian.
No.
You know, but.
Whereas, you know, after one drink, you can probably hold your own there on the bar stool. But after that, you know, anything could happen.
No, and if you're into sloppy drunks, it's different, too. Now, again, we're not really making light of alcoholism or anything like that, but it is an intriguing story that we kind of caught your eye. And, of course, if it comes out of England, we now have you as a support system so we can say, no, it's not us making fun of our Brit friends. It's actually happening there.
Well, I mean, it's true, and to be fair, the study also does warn against using alcohol unwisely, so there is a serious note to that, as you said. But
well, I was about to use it unwisely. I'm glad they said that.
Well, don't do that. You've only got to use it wisely, and you've only got to use it for one drink.
Right. No, actually, I was going to use it as an antiseptic. That's another good use for alcohol.
Oh, yeah. That would work, but I don't know if it'd make you more attractive. It depends what you're putting it on.
Now, listen, I admit... It's
on sanitizing, Robert.
Well, I sanitized myself at my bar mitzvah party. That's that was the big deal, you know. Oh, he's 13, he's a man, right? Of course, don't say that now. They'll take you away, but, you know, that's the admitted history I have. Listen, we're coming to England. It's true. Can you give us the insight again? The Alliance for Natural Health, we talked about it yesterday, but I want to plug in all of our UK buddies. There's a doctor only seminar, healthcare provider seminar with Jonathan Wright, and I'm also participating and teaching in that one day event on the last Sunday of March. Is that correct?
That's right. It's on the 29th.
And, you know, there's a link to Eventbrite. I believe you can get a ticket. You need to get your ticket in advance. But I'm looking. I don't see the Saturday event, which is supposedly open to the public, which is also sponsored by UK Health Radio, one of our affiliates.
Yeah, at the moment, the program for that is still being finalized. So in another couple of days, all of that will become clear.
Oh, okay, excellent.
Provided you haven't had any alcohol.
Right, exactly. You know, and we don't invite, who are those guys from that car show that's so famous around the world out of England?
Top Gear,
yeah. We can't invite them with
goodness.
The alcohol involved.
No, definitely not.
Are they on BBC too?
Yes, they are. And then they are sort of on a loop on some other channel like Yesterday or something like that. Where
okay, well, they are a bit
catch
loopy.
Catch up with all their old shows.
You said, oh, on a loop, not loopy. Okay.
Well, both, really.
Both a little bit. Well, listen, yeah, we see them here as well. And a buddy of mine who lives in England now, he's from Germany, he went and saw them. He had a good time. But anyway, we have a good time with Amanda Thomas. She's our UK health correspondent. And I appreciate you dropping by with that update on the internal beer goggles. And what a story out of Bristol.
Absolutely. Well done, Bristol. Go, Bristol.
All right. When we come back this time, we are going to have Liam Sheff. We're going to talk about his new book on love. And then we're going to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger like we do every week. Thank you all for being here. RobertScottBell.com. Links are up to everything in the show notes.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, my friends, the book is out. Are you ready? Liam Sheff joining us in just a moment. Super Don, did you get Liam on the line with us?
Yeah, he's here.
He's here. You read the book. I'm still halfway through it. I've kind of stalled, not because I don't want to get through it, but it's just the broadcast schedule heading out of town is so crazy. But Liam, congratulations. It is out, and we want to talk about it.
Right. The new book is called The Truth About Love. I was doing a lot of investigating the histories of monogamy, the tribal species that we are, the origin of us as I can't say the origin of us as a human species, but the way that we came about in bands and groups and tribes. I looked at tribes all over the world. I continue to see how they pair. They don't really pair so much as they form large connected kinship groups. And so I was writing this, and then I coupled this with my long research into oil, and I realized that we essentially live in a falsely propped up oil state, that people think they're monogamous, but they're married to their car, their oil supply that comes into the house, the electric supply that comes into the house, their Netflix, their internet, the grocery store, you know, the Kroger or the Publix down here in the South, the A&P. So we're all constantly fed by a giant petroleum state, and we kid ourselves to think that we're monogamous. And I wrote that book, but I couldn't quite. I just felt that it was not gonna.
Well, we know there was resistance to the message in the way it was delivered.
No, only among very certain people.
Yeah,
there was
no lie. I just want
but that wasn't
that.
What stopped me. That wasn't what stopped me. What stopped me was as I was writing it. Only the very 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 sort of. I don't know, easily upset Christians or religious people don't like this conversation. But the message was too academic. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I hadn't gotten there by being an academic. I got there by living it. And I said to myself, self, why don't you just tell the story? Hmm. More or less, I've changed some things, more or less, of how you, Liam, or Will, as he's called in the book, came to understand that you, not everybody, but you weren't really very monogamous, and you weren't very slutty either. You were just a person who loved people and had good relationships, or tried to.
Liam, I have to say, I do like the approach. I do like the way you've written it. I think it's more accommodating for those that want to learn through experience, or learn from others' experiences. I mean, there's certain things that you'll identify with. I have trouble talking about it. I admit this. It's kind of the puritanical upbringing, Judeo-Christian upbringing that I have as well, where a lot of these things were not discussed. And Super Don, of course, willing to discuss anything. He dove into the book, finished it ahead of me, and
yeah, it's very very good. Yeah. Yeah, it was a contest.
It was a contest, and Super Don, he just blew it out of the water. So tell me, if you don't mind, Liam, I want to go to my humble and lovable producer.
Let's
to
do
talk
it.
About your book and his impressions of it.
Yeah, you know, listen, I'll admit, I am not a big reader. I don't read a lot of books. I look at a lot of stuff on the internet. I listen to a lot of stuff. But reading is just not something that I do a whole lot of. But when I sat down and made a commitment and I said, okay, I'm going to read this, and I got into it, it was something that I didn't want to stop reading once I got into it. What impressed me the most was this is like real life in black and white. The way it's written, the way it's presented, it's done in a way that you just don't see people write. Like you're sitting there talking to somebody next to you who's telling you about this crazy, you know, these experiences that they had in their life. Not like, you know, somebody put it in a book and articulated it well and you know, and all that. No, I mean, it's just keeping it real big time, mm-hmm. and conversations taking place that are the conversations that you may not admit to people that you have. Or the conversations that you wish you could have and you would if somebody wasn't standing next to you or your wife or whatever. It's like it's the real deal. It's refreshing to see that. And I can't imagine somebody other than Liam. Mm-hmm. I got to say, Liam, you got big balls, dude.
Oh, wow.
For somebody to write like that and be that real and that straightforward, mm-hmm. That takes some guts. You know,
yes.
To be that real.
Cojones, as they say.
Can I read maybe a little excerpt from what Super Don wrote about your book, Liam? Or do you want?
Yeah, and then I'd like to go with a feminine. I have April Bowden's review too.
She says, "I found some of the more intriguing moments in the book were the quiet back and forth between Will and Helen. Through Chef's beautiful descriptions, I felt myself a welcomed voyeur sitting in their warm Boston apartment, watching the almost waltz-like exchanges of kindness, Asian cooking, and friendship. I hope that people read this book with an open mind, open heart, and through the openness of these characters, obtain a better understanding of themselves as this reader has. I mean, that's really, I feel what she's experiencing through that, and it does echo Super Dawn's perspective of...
You've also been reading it, Robert, and yes. Why don't you say what you think?
Well, I don't want to say the word brutal honesty, but I just did. In many cases, you find censored conversations out in the world, right? But what we're getting here is an unvarnished look, but yet it's also a beautifully honest book in that regard. The things, the experiences that you have, your perspectives on the way people experience relationships, your observations, very, very open and honest, as you are. And again, I like the way it was done semi-fictionalized because it's more inviting. You know, there's so many people that really can't take, as you said, the academic approach.
Right.
And so much of what I've learned, Liam, as you know, even though I've gone into academic circles and can dig on those egghead things, but the greatest lessons I've learned are through these experiences. They teach us more than just about any classroom ever could.
All right, I'm going to do a 90-second, because the book is called The Truth About Love. It's on sale. It's on sale for the next 2 days. I think it's going to be 99 cents. It should be there by the time this comes out. 99 cents on Kindle and ebook. So this is the story of Will, who's a young guy. He's an artist. He's not that young. He's 32. This is essentially me 10 years ago, except I was a writer, and he's an artist. But I'm an artist, too, so I'm putting myself into the character. He lives with his roommate, who's became roommates with about a year ago, who's really becoming his best friend, called Helen. And Helen's a librarian who works at a Cambridge branch. And that's home. He goes and works on Photoshop for this advertising thing, and he's not sure how he feels about it because he really wants to be an artist, and he is an artist, but he hates the art world because the art world is he has a quote in there, but it's who you know and who you what rhymes with who you know, and he's not necessarily into following that. He doesn't want to just have to sell out, or he doesn't even respect the artists who are getting into galleries anymore, so he's just there working on Photoshop for an ad for him. Sound like anybody? You know, it's like the job that you don't really want to have, but it's some of your skills and you just have to do it. He has a best male friend named Declan, and Declan is a wild sort of Irish rogue who runs, he's a manager of a bar. Will gets to hang out and eat in the bar for free, more or less, because his friend runs it. And his friend Declan sort of plows through the waitresses, and he's amiable, and he doesn't feel bad about it, and nobody seems to care. Now, I've written this from much experience, not from one experience, but from many. There are things in the book that are not from my life, to be clear. There are things in the book that are from my life, to be clear. Which are which, I guess you'll have to ask me in an interview. But it's a very warm, very alive book. It's short. It's 175 pages or something like that. And it's fun. But it is NC-17. It is a sexual book. There is sex described in the... it's not really... I didn't want to describe the sex hot and heavy, like, you know, hot throbbingness.
We talked about that.
And the stallions come,
right?
And all this kind of stuff. What I did was I had the male characters, as Robert and I have done, even though he won't admit it to me on the air, as all males do, when you have an experience and the next day you're like, you did what? What happened? So I let what happened in my real life, which is you talk to your friends, and that is how you learn about most of what happens.
Oh, well, I've been sheltered. Lately.
No, you haven't. You hung out with me. I can tell
you. No, I'm not talking more recently. I'm talking in my history. I was sheltered for some of this stuff. It's not that I'm shocked, because I know that the discussions take place.
Oh, please. We've hung out with Richard Pearl.
I'm not talking about that part of my life. I'm talking going way back. I feel like I'm...
Right.
I was sheltered. That's all I'm saying in that history. But yes, more recently, of course, yes, we're adults. We can talk about this stuff.
Do you know why you were sheltered? Here's what happened. I'm sure I was a little sheltered in my teens. Not really. Not that much. But because I was in a long-term relationship, it was awful in my early 20s. It was my fault. It was her fault. And I didn't want to have kids. I just never had that. I just felt like I have too much to do. I mean, I was really clear about that in my head. I got too much to do. I just won't have time. So I didn't. And because I didn't have kids, I didn't fall into sort of the mind trap of I have to behave this way and I can only, you know, but I just kept dating and having life happen and reading and learning, and people can resent me for that or decide that I made a bad choice or I made a good choice. One way or the other, that's the choice that I made, and so I had more freedom. And so I became more and more unsheltered as I got older. And in my 30s, life was this wonderful, exciting playground of meeting people, and you'd have some dates, and you'd go to a party, and you'd write, and you'd research, and stay up, and I didn't have the actual pressure that you did of having kids that holds you to this really unforgiving, brutal schedule. I'm deeply sympathetic with my parents,
yes, really.
Yeah. You know, and there's a reason I fight so hard for autism moms, and it's because they're immensely beleaguered, and they don't have a free moment. They don't have a free second, you know, and then to have a medical issue that nobody gives a damn about on top of it is heartbreaking. So that's why I fight there. Anyway, so that's the book. It's called The Truth About Love, and it's on Amazon. And I appreciate you, Robert, stretching your own boundaries a little bit to include something that doesn't fall in the strictly Judeo-Christian dictates of, you know, what sometimes people think is the only thing that can be broadcast, even though Howard Stern is the most successful broadcaster in history.
Yes. Well, listen, you know, if nothing else, I love discussing these things. We've had folks on from all backgrounds, all over planet Earth. And it doesn't bother me, but I have sensitivities towards a lot of my listeners that, you know, kind of they walk gingerly into certain arenas and areas. And even when I go there, it's not to preach or convert people, because I don't believe in beating people over the head with anything, even if I believe certain things. I want people to get there of their own accord. We're here to facilitate the discussion. I think we're adults. We can do that.
Right, and I know that you have listeners to the show who are my fans, so I know they're into this, and I know there are listeners to the show who are not my fans because of the things that I talk about, and I graciously excuse you from not being interested.
All right, well, with that, let's take a break. We'll be back to wrap up the hour with Liam Sheff after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, the new book by Liam Sheff is now available out through Amazon. Any other places? Of course, you can go to liamsheff.com. How do people get a hold of The Truth About Love?
It's an ebook for the first 3 months because paperback is just too expensive for people to buy as an investment. Especially, there are always a couple, you know, I always find some copy edits in the first version. So if it's an ebook, I get to fix those, and you can re-download and re-download and re-download and update and update and update. So it shouldn't be very hard. In 3 months, there'll be a paperback. Amazon.com, The Truth About Love, or my website, you can find it there too. But, and listen, if you like what I talk about and you like the honesty and the rawness, you'll really like this book. It's very funny. It's really funny. And some of the stuff that's pretty, you know, it's semi-autobiographical fiction. So if you're a radio person and you want to go a little deeper into it, you can interview me and maybe I'll tell you what's what. In the meantime, I've come to terms with something in the news cycle, and I don't know if we have enough time to mention
it. Yeah, a few minutes. Go ahead.
The Huffington Post, which used to be run by a sort of crazy woman named Arianna Huffington, was bought out by another news corporation and has become, it looks to me like People Magazine as though it were run by meth addicts. It's insane. It seems to be run by these extreme, fringy, crazy people who don't know how to focus. Fox News also has always seemed crazy to me. Nobody is talking about reality. It's all personality politics. But I tell you, personality politics is over. It doesn't exist. And if you're still getting sucked into it, walk away. I'm going to tell you there are four issues. There are only four issues. The first issue is nuclear. started with Fukushima and ended with the 100-and-something nuclear power plants that exist in this country, which are all headed into obsolescence with nuclear fuel, with leaking problems like Turkey Point?
Turkey Point, yes, in Florida.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is an absolute nuclear nightmare waiting on the edge of happening any time in South Florida. It would render Miami and most of Fort Lauderdale uninhabitable. Sayer G has covered that. So that is happening all over the world and all over the country. There was a report in the Ukraine of the world's, I think, largest nuclear power plant having a massive leak. Well, that's all being hushed up. Fukushima has nuclear fuel sitting on some roof that's been leaking into the ocean. They're dumping nuclear stuff into the ocean. There's massive die-off of mammals on the West Coast, and nobody really wants to do the work of figuring out why. They want to blame maybe they'll try to blame global warming. Enough.
Yes.
Enough with the global warming. The second issue after nuclear is oil. Nobody wants to talk about this, but oil is in actual decline. That's why we're fracking, blowing up the water tables all over the country, all over the Western world, all over Europe, all over Australia, we're going to be in Africa. I know that there's a lot of coal and oil in the world. I'm not naive to that, but I'm saying that when Saudi Arabia makes its last big hiccup in the next 5-10 years from the Ghawar field, everything radically changes, and we're not dealing with it. So we got oil and nuclear. Now we have to add water. We have two sources of water in this country that are in perilous, disastrous shape. One is the Central Valley large aquifers, which have been drained down to 2,000 feet beneath the surface in some areas because the Central Valley of California, which is a desert, was watered after World War II to produce all of the crops that we eat in this country, all the greens that we eat. It's a salad bowl to the entire country. How stupid is that? The Ogallala Aquifer, which waters Monsanto land, which is exactly why the Dust Bowl stopped. No other real reason why the Dust Bowl stopped, except they found this Ogallala Aquifer and have drained hundreds, maybe hundreds of thousands of years of water collection in 50 years. That's issue number three. And the last issue is the one that you, Robert, that we talk about all the time, which is toxic science. You know, I had to come up, your brain struggles with all these words, and finally I'm like, oh, of course it's science. They would say, oh, I love science. Science is so great. No, it's toxic science, you morons. It's toxic science. So these are the four issues, and I'm going to be presenting an article along with you, try to get into some news sites. And I'll be presenting one for your website. I'm going to be writing about this concept. There are really only four issues now. Of course, there's a fifth issue, which is my book, The Truth About Love, on Amazon.com.
Yes,
it's a small issue.
What do we do about love and relationships? We got to continue
small
there,
issue.
Right? We
got
to bring it back home. So, Liam, excellent. Congratulations again on the book. It's out as an ebook, Amazon.com. Is there a special deal we should know about, a sale going on?
Yeah, you can get it in the next 2 days. I mean, it's going to be a 99-cent sale starting tonight through Thursday and Friday, and then it will be, you know, $3 to $7 or something like that. But please, I don't know what to tell you. If you're afraid of spending 99 cents on a really fun, honest book about the way that we pair and couple and triple and quadruple, and it's for grown-ups.
There you go. Grown-ups, we got to take a break, and we'll be back to go outside the box with TMB. And thank you, Liam. Thank you, Super Don. And the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection.
protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.